Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 379 of Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host, as usual. Today, my guest is Brett Tremblay. Brett is returning to us, having been on the program way back in October of 2019. He's also the CEO and founder of the company Get Staffed Up, which is a virtual assistant resource company that provides full-time Latin America-based assistance to the legal community. And as you'll hear me say during the podcast, in terms of full disclosure, I am a Get Staffed Up client. I got my virtual assistant, my staffer, from them and could not be happier. Could not have been a better fit for me. And we're going to spend some time today talking about a new book that Brett has written called 24 Months to Freedom. And it's all about the roadmap on how to staff the seven most important positions in your law firm and using a company like Get Staffed Up. So thought it was a really good interview, and I hope you enjoyed as much as I do. Without any further delay, here's my friend, Brett Tremblay. Brett Tremblay, welcome back to The Law Entrepreneur.
Neil, thanks for having me. I got to tell you, as you know, I think you were my first ever podcast like three or so years ago, maybe even four. And I appreciated you having me on when I had this very new upstart company, and I'm just happy to be back with you.
Well, I'm delighted to have you back. And along those lines, I can tell you exactly when you were last with us. It was episode 195, and that aired all the way back in October of 2019. So it is coming up on 4 years now. And in the spirit of full disclosure, let me share with our audience that I was so impressed after we met on that first podcast episode. And shortly thereafter, I took advantage of your company, and I acquired a staff member, a staffer, as they like to be called in Get Staffed Up, Maria, who has been phenomenal. And so I am a very happy client of Get Staffed Up. I sing the praises of this company all the time because really you can trace, and this is not a joke, you can trace the success of my law firm financially to the point in time where I added Maria to the staff, because she was able to take on so much responsibility for me that it allowed me to do the proper rainmaking that was necessary to grow my staff. And I've never looked back. And there were two decisions that I made. One was bringing a Get Staffed Up member onto the team. And the second one was micro niching down to my local community. So that's a different story. But you can absolutely track the success of my law firm to adding a staffer from Get Staffed Up. So I'm indebted to the company. I'm all for it. And yes, I do have an affiliate relationship with Get Staffed Up because I like to recommend company to everybody I come in contact with. So just keep that in mind. But along those lines, let's circle back then and have you share with our audience how you got to be where you are today.
Absolutely. And I don't want to gloss over too quickly, but it makes me so happy to hear you say that. And it brings a sense of fulfillment when we get that kind of feedback, you know. And I've never heard anybody go so far as to say you can track the financial success of my law firm to the hiring of our staffer. And that just means the world to me. We set out in 2018, obviously pre-pandemic, to help lawyers, and we have helped hundreds, over 1,000 lawyers at this point. You know, we've grown so much from a few employees. I think we did our interview in like January of 2019, and then, like you said, it aired in October. But from just a handful to our own internal team is approaching 200. And we're closing in on 1,000 active lawyers staffed up. And so that is just, it's really been a fulfilling journey. And as much as I love hearing that feedback, Neil, I'll tell you the most rewarding part of this business, which I didn't think about or expect, is the lives that we've been able to change of our staffers in Latin America. And, you know, people that don't need to uproot their lives and immigrate to the United States. They're getting steady jobs with predictable, reliable pay, you know, as a member of our company. And therefore, for the first time ever, they can buy a house, they can get married, they can have kids. And it has just been a very fulfilling journey from that standpoint. Just coupled with the fact that we're able to help so many lawyers, you know, figure out that they need to delegate the right of freedom, because when you're trying to do everything yourself, it's a recipe for a lot of stress and for having a job, not a business. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I shared with you before we pushed the record button that I spent the last week down at the beach, which, you know, I've had a beach house for 20 plus years. But when I first started my practice, it's very difficult for me to get away and take advantage with my family at the beach. Now I can work. I always could work remotely, but I didn't have the staff support necessary to be able to comfortably leave, you know, my office and conduct my firm that remotely for that long. But now it's completely transparent. And so, aside from being able to create financial freedom for me and really improve the bottom line, just my quality of life, I've been able to spend a lot more time at the beach. And so let's circle back just a little bit, because we have a lot of listeners who weren't with us 4 years ago. Give us the broad overview of what sets GetStaff apart from other virtual assistance companies and providers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we only do full-time, which is important, because when you have part-time people, it can be just as frustrating. You get part-time results, you can't track them down, you never really know what they're doing. So, and we're not an outsourcing company, we're an insourcing company. So you're not like hiring us and then sending us work. It's the opposite. You're working with us to find you, as a law firm owners, a full-time team member. They're still legally employed and paid by us, so we're taking on, you know, all that challenge, but they work only for your law firm, and that's important. And the other thing is, we're only out of Latin America. We're at 100% of companies in the Philippines, and I have a whole presentation I do on why that really matters, and the cultural differences, and the English speaking, and the education, and the time zone, and why it's so much better to Latin America. And so, you know, we're founded for lawyers by lawyers. We're by far the biggest and fastest growing in the legal space. And, you know, a lot of people, when they grow, they have trouble with maintaining quality. And you see this a lot in SEO companies. Somebody's good at SEO and they start a company and they create a lot of buzz in the legal field. And then as they grow, you know, it just, they don't maintain those standards because it's tough. But we've been able to do that, and we continue to work with new lawyers and law firms at an increasingly, you know, fast rate, because, you know, we don't grow through digital marketing. You know, we don't grow through PR, even though certainly we try to do a lot of it to keep our names out there. We grow through word of mouth referrals and through, you know, people like you saying, I've had a really great experience with Get Staffed Up. Check them out for yourself and make your own decision. And, you know, that, as they say, the proof is in the pudding, because people try us out and they find, like you found Maria, they found somebody who's so good. It really changes their lives. It's not just the financial component, which is a huge component. It's the time freedom, the ability to start delegating so you're not a slave to your law firm. And, you know, if you don't have an assistant, you are an assistant. And so when you start to get the bandwidth at your law firm, you get to the point where you can have quality of life. And to me, that's the most important.
Well, I can tell you from my own experience, you know, the hesitancy I had all those for several years having to do with virtual assistants was that I was always looking to get to the point where I had enough financial flexibility that I could try something. And if it didn't work, I could try something else. And the problem was I never got to that point. And so when you and I met back in 2019, I don't know what caused me to take that leap of faith, but I said, look, I got to make this work. And I'm gonna get a staffer from get staffed up, because I really like the way you screen everything. And one of the things you impressed me with is you said, we're not going to present you three staffers and let you choose from them. We're going to present you one, the one that we think best fits your needs. And the process that you go through to determine who might best fit my need was really detailed and really involved. And that gave me a level of comfort that allowed me to take that leap of faith and said, okay, I'm going to hire a full-time staffer and I'm going to find the work to make this efficient, to keep her busy. And that's exactly how it transpired.
Yeah. So just to expand on that point, you know, we truly place the top 1%. We take in about 7,000 to 8,000 applications per week. You know, that's, imagine me saying that 4 years ago. You know, that's the type of machine that we've built. And what we do is we, through a very rigorous and strict, you know, screening process and interviewing and testing, you know, it takes about 3 weeks. We get that down to about 100. And then we put those, you know, that 100 or so, 50 to 100, depending on the week, through a 1 week training academy, and only the people that graduate, and we pay everybody, by the way, to go to fail or to graduate, and only the people who successfully finish that academy are ever placed in front of our clients in order to, you know, be considered for employment. And so that's truly how we get the best of the best.
Yeah, and I can attest to that, as I was telling you earlier, that Maria has shown so much initiative and has taken on so much responsibility. I mean, she's fixed problems I didn't even know I had.
Yeah.
You know, or brought issues to my attention that I'm thinking, wow, she's 100% correct. So I would say, you know, Maria, do you have a idea on how to solve this or fix it? And she's going, let me work on it now. I'll give you a proposal. And there's probably a half dozen things like that that she has done. And so it's been a really rewarding experience. And I can attest to the fact that it's changed her life. And so I'm kind of happy to be involved in that. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm exploiting somebody, you know, from a third world country. She's not from a third world country. She's from Bogota, Colombia, a very beautiful city. But, you know, certainly have improved her life, and she's gone on to do some other things that are really, you know, rewarding to hear. So, I think all of that is true. All of the above is true.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is spend the rest of our time here, now that we've kind of set the stage, because as Get Staffed Up has grown and been successful, you've kind of expanded the types of staffers that you offer to law firms. And one of the problems that I've seen doing these interviews with folks over the years, one of the problems I've seen people have with respect to maybe dipping their toe in the virtual assistant water is that they can't really define the job that they're hiring them.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, uh-huh. It's not segmented enough. It's not defined enough. And they don't want to go through the trouble of writing a job description. It feels like it's more work than it's worth. Well, I don't know how long this came out a while ago, but you guys wrote a book and developed this structure called Seven Positions to Staff Your Law. So why don't you take a couple minutes and talk about how that came about and what it attempts to do?
Yeah, thank you so much, Neil. And I'm happy to talk about it at this point, man. This is my second book that I published. First one was as a lawyer and about legal stuff. And I put in a lot of time to this book, and putting in a lot of time doesn't necessarily mean the product's going to be any better, but I felt like it was turning into a really good book. And then the feedback that I've received on this book has really been out of this world with people saying it's easy to read. It's not, there's no fluff. And, we've been making a lot of sales from people who read the book and just said that makes so much sense. And I guess that sort of proves that it's really worth somebody's time to read. It's called 24 Months to Freedom, How Modern Law Firms Use Smarter Staffing Solutions to Fast Track Their Way to Success. And through my experience in growing my law firm, we're in Miami, Florida, and we've got, it's still a very active law firm. We got 10 attorneys, to helping, as I've mentioned, hundreds of law firms grow. I put together a roadmap, a 24 months, because you got to hire someone and then, there's training and there's the onboarding and the training and the monitoring. And, it takes 3 to 4 months, depending on the position, to get someone to where they're off and running. And so I have a month by month roadmap in the book, 24 Months to Freedom, of how to hire the 7 positions that your law firm needs to be able to give you the bandwidth to be able to work, from the beach comfortably, or take vacations where you're not working, from the beach, or to live the freedom lawyer lifestyle, which is the ability to make decisions based on your morals and not on money or out of necessity. And so I'm happy to go through those 7 positions and I'll read them, quickly, and then we can sort of dive in if you see the need on any point. But
yeah, let's do that, because I want the audience to get the scope of how well this is thought out and how they might be able to apply a staffer in any of these roles.
Yeah, so the very first is a personal or executive or an admin assistant. Call them whatever you want, but that's called, if you don't have an assistant, you are the assistant. And that's the first and most important hire anybody can make. You'll double your income just by hiring. If you're a true solo, you will actually double your income. Or as you said, Neil, trace the financial success. Cause that's how it worked for me too. My very first hire, it was just like, wow, I couldn't believe, the average lawyer bills about 1.2 to 1.5 hours per day and gets paid about 1 hour per day because of other problems with billing when you're doing everything yourself. And when you hire your executive assistant to, do your email, to answer the phones, to take all the administrative tasks, or as much as possible, not all of them yet, off your plate, you will truly have time finally to do 2 to 2.5 hours per day of legal work, where when you're a business owner and law firm owner, you just can't. And the stats very much prove that. The second position is a receptionist. And I call this chapter Your Biggest First Impression. And due respect to the answering service companies of the world, whom, I have friends in the business, but, when someone who doesn't work for you, and again, we only do full-time staffing, they work for your law firm full-time, we just happen to be the legal employer and we do the payroll and all the taxes and everything else. And then you as the client pays us. And if they ever leave, we have our replacement guarantee and when turnover really crushes a company. So many advantages to working with a company like ours. But when your phone's answered by an answering service, people know that. They can tell. And they don't pronounce your name right. They never know where you are. They're taking messages. And I make the comparison, like, what if you call the doctor's office because you needed something and the doctor answered the phone, or it was an answering service? You would automatically get the impression that that doctor is Mickey Mouse. They don't have any clients. There must be a horrible doctor. That is a fact, and you cannot prevent your brain from making that association. Imagine what people, the impression they get when they call your law firm, and it's not professional, and it doesn't create the impression that, you're running a serious business. It hurts the amount of fees you can quote. It hurts the amount of conversions from potential leads into consultations. And I go through all that in the book, and I will argue till I'm blue in the face that you absolutely need your phones answered. It'll make a huge just fix your intake system and you'll be so much better than 90% of the firms, you know, in your jurisdiction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Support for today's episode comes from Ruby, the number one client communication solution for growing legal practices. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Ruby creates exceptional experiences for your callers and website visitors. They take messages, screen and transfer callers, schedule appointments, perform new client intake, confirm details with outbound calls, and can answer in English and Spanish, and a whole lot more. Just like an in-house receptionist, only better, because they turn every ring into a relationship. Ruby can work full-time, part-time, or as a backup, and you can change your instructions anytime with their top-rated mobile app and online dashboard. Plus, Ruby integrates with tools such as Clio, Lexiclara, MyCase, and Rocket Matter. It all adds up to more opportunities and more time saved. In fact, 90% of legal professionals who use Ruby capture more billable hours than the national average, with many recording double or more. That's five or more billable hours per day. To experience the Ruby difference for yourself, visit get.ruby.com/ELE. That's get.ruby.com/TLE, as in the law entrepreneur, for up to $150 off your first month. Imagine you, powered by Ruby. As a law firm owner, you take responsibility for driving more revenue for your firm. But how much of that revenue ends up as bottom line profit? Ryan Kimmler, the net profit CFO, helps law firms drive more top line revenue to bottom line profit. His two game-changing tools are the scorecard, so you can actually know what your numbers are and can make informed decisions, and the action plan, so you know how to get your numbers where you want them to be and drive more net profit. To learn more about Ryan, check out episode 306 of The Law Entrepreneur, and you can get a free profit acceleration call by going to go.oncehub, that's O-N-C-E-H-U-B, go.oncehub.com/profit. I will also tell you, just as an aside, I am a client of Ryan's. I've been working with him for the past 6 months. Frankly, ever since he did that episode with me, I signed on with him to be a client. And I've been thrilled with the kind of information and insight he's been able to give me. So do yourself a favor, you know, get that free call and check out Ryan Kimmler at netprofit.com.
The third one is then, well, you know, now you got two hires. Where's the money going to come from? The clients, right? So that's a marketing assistant, which, you know, I was just having this conversation with somebody, but you've got all these marketing ideas, but you have to shelve them in your brain somewhere because you don't have the time. And this is why you can only bill 1 hour per day, because you like your business needs to do marketing. You need to have networking lunches and you need to join groups. And if you do very inconsistent or poor marketing, that adds to the perception of your firm. And so to have somebody who's not going to be perfect, and marketing is rarely perfect, but it doesn't need to be. It just needs to be good and it needs to be consistent, and you need to stay top of mind. And you can do that with a very highly educated, hardworking, ambitious person who just happens to live in a different part of the world than you. And in Latin America, you know, they speak great English. So the next is, I call fixing the leaky bucket, which is the intake coordinator. And the leaky bucket is like, you're spending this money on marketing, but you're just flushing it, you know, down the toilet, if you will, because you don't have a system in place to convert the clients. And when the person answering the phone tries to set a consultation, again, you're creating the wrong impression. It's so important for the phone to be patched over to somebody with a higher status. You know, you're creating that impression that, you know, this law firm, they must know what they're doing. That person is the person who screens out bad potential clients and good ones. Their job is to set up for a consultation with the attorney. And that's probably my second favorite chapter. I go into a lot of reasons why law firms, you know, are doing that wrong and all the bad things that are getting in the way there. my favorite chapter in terms of argument's sake, if you will, is the next one. It's called The Bane of Your Existence Billing. And that's a billing assistant to take from your plate the thing that us lawyers hate the most, which is tracking our time, entering our time, fixing our invoices, wording them correctly, sending them out, and then following up and getting payment. That process alone, when it's handled by the attorney, it's usually 6 months late. Attorneys on average have over $100,000 in AR that they just don't collect because it's painful. I had it, so I know, I lived it, I was there. It's like, where's my next case? I need to get a new client. Or you could just get the money that's already owed to you. But for some, you know, for some reason, we just have this horrible relationship with asking people for money for the work we did. And then we feel bad and we discount. And, you know, that's why a true solo lawyer just makes such little money. Again, really good chapter. That's a fun one. The sixth is Let's Get Legal is the name of the chapter. And it's, you know, legal assistant, you know, now that you got work coming in consistently, you got to get some legal help there. And of course, and then the last one is a client happiness coordinator, client concierge, to really make your law firm different, to make the, you know, the kind of customer service that you would not expect from a law firm, to take care of your clients. And that's how you keep clients happy and then keep getting those referrals. So that's in a nutshell what the book's all about, and it has a timeline and how much it costs you and how much you can expect to make. And it's not going to be dollar for dollar accurate, but it's going to be pretty darn close. And like I said, you know, we're getting some really great feedback on this book, which just came out.
Yeah, it's based on real data. It's not, this is what I think. You're able to point both from your own experience, from the experience that of the law firms that you assist, that this is a structure that really works to help grow a practice. So I'm just going to run through these again so that people who are listening can see how this is structured and organized. That this is, I'm not going to say perfect, but this is a really, 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 really good structure for defining how your law firm ought to staff. You need an executive assistant. You need a virtual receptionist. You need a marketing assistant. You need an intake specialist. You need a legal assistant. You definitely need a billing assistant. And you need a client happiness coordinator. And I can look through that list of seven people and say, okay, where do I start? And the book lays it out. And it's, I might quibble a little bit with some of the order, because I think client happiness coordinator is a really important function for a law firm. If you want to create raving fans who do all the marketing and referral to get you new clients, I don't know that there's a position in your firm more than the client happiness coordinator.
Look, I've had people quiz me on this. You can make arguments and move other than the very first one, the executive assistant, like you have to protect your time as an attorney. You have to get rid of, if every 10 minutes that you do work that a $10 an hour assistant should be doing, you're losing $50, which is, you know, sure, an astounding amount of money. You know, we're talking $250, $300 an hour you're losing by not doing the work yourself. I mean, by doing the work yourself. You know, otherwise I could say, well, you know, maybe marketing's first or client happiness, or I mean, billing, you know. Like if I had two and I could only hire two, it would be the executive assistant and the billing, because that executive assistant would be really overworked, by the way. But I made the comment where if you fix your intake procedure, which would be your receptionist and your intake assistant, then, you know, you're going to, that's really where my firm doubled in revenue when I hired my first employee, because she was a law student and I gave her all my legal work. My non-legal work. And then, you know, where I really started having people in the community talk about, wow, like your law firm's doing great, it's when I had somebody else, you know, full-time answering the phones, and then another dedicated intake coordinator. Like the feeling to just say, hey, you have a consultation in an hour. Here are the intake notes. Here's what it's about. And you didn't answer the phone. You didn't review anything. The consultation fee came in. And you're set. Like, that is a game changer for any law firm when you get to that point, because otherwise there's so much time that you've spent just trying to coordinate the meeting time, talk to the person, you know, but if someone could talk to you on the phone without paying you, then they think you're not worth the money. And again, that's just the impression that it's like being able to just go meet with a doctor and ask a ton of questions like that. That doesn't happen for a reason. So yeah. Anyway, you could move the order around. Sure.
Yeah. But I want to talk about the advantages to coming to one company for all of these roles, because as you said, the people who make it through the gate and get staffed up, they're screened very heavily, and they have to, as you said, go through the training academy. So my sense is that if you started adding these roles with dedicated staffers, because they've had a shared experience, because they've been trained the same way, you're gonna recognize an efficiency and a level of coordination and cooperation that you just couldn't do if you tried to piecemeal this together by hiring from different sources.
Yeah, exactly. So I mentioned like when there is turnover, because life happens, you know, having when you're doing it yourself, oh, it's so exhausting. I gotta replace ads. So I'm even getting heartburn thinking about all the time that I had to put in growing my own firm, you know. All right, where's the ad now? Where do we place it again? And you know, Craigslist, you know, back of the day, and all these new ones and you know, updated, and then you're getting all these emails and you're trying to review resumes and decide who, and then you got to coordinate, and oh man, you know, the amount of time that a company like ours saves you as the business owner from having to do that all yourself is just invaluable.
Just managing turnover alone.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Let me talk just a little bit about how the mechanics, the logistics of how some of this works. Typically, how are you saying your client provide telephone service to their staffer? Either if they're answering your phone, or if they're calling clients on your behalf, somehow they need to be part of your phone system. Is that a major challenge, or am I overthinking it?
It's not a major challenge, because through a VoIP system, which is voice over internet, basically, like my phones and hundreds of our clients' phones are answered in Latin America. And other than, you know, there's going to be, this is also why we're not in the Philippines, because the English accent is so much better in Latin America. Other than sometimes somebody maybe thinking like, oh, this person, you know, speaks Spanish, who answered the phone, they don't know what the phone's answered. And then in order to patch the call over back to our office, it takes just as long as if it was the next office over. And that's not an exaggeration. You know, the receptionist says hold, and then they hit pound 123, and boom, it just, in a fraction of a second, it's ringing on our extension. It's really easy to set up.
Okay. So that's a hurdle that most people can get over. And what about, you know, if I'm thinking about hiring a billing assistant, I already have a billing system. I'd be using it as efficiently as I could. I may not be getting as much information from it as I could, but I don't want to have to change, you know, the platforms that I'm working on. How adaptable are the staffers to either learning or already being trained in something like Clio, or my case, or name your billing software platform?
Yeah, you're gonna plug someone in. So if you're using, and hopefully most people are, software, right, then you're gonna teach your billing assistant your software, and then you're gonna have them run the system for you. And what I recommend early on for like a growing firm with more than one attorney is having the attorneys capture their time. And it's gonna sound funny, but I'm dead serious about this. In an Excel spreadsheet that's open on their computer and organized by date, because it'll take that attorney or a Google sheet that's shared 15 seconds to enter their time, okay? If you ask the attorney to do it simultaneously, but to go into Clio, they got to toggle into Clio, They got to open up the matter. They got to input and word it. And then they have to, you know, click the amount of time. And it just, it's a nuisance. And over the day that adds up. When it's Excel, it's quick little note and the amount of time in the matter. That's it. And then your billing assistant, who has access on that shared document every morning, the next morning by 10 a.m., they've inputted all the time, wording it correctly and putting it into your time system, okay, whether it's Clio, Rocket Matter, what have you. And then they're responsible for running the pre-bills, getting them to you in electronic format. So, you know, you're going to have to review them. Yes, that's the one part of this that if especially if you're the only attorney or you don't have an office manager, you're going to need to review and make sure it's all correct. Then there'll be, over time, it'll get easier, but there'll be some things to you know, fix. And then once those fixes are made and you're just noting them real quick on the PDF or in a note, then they're responsible for getting those fixed and then getting the bill sent out using the templates that you've already created. Neil, as you said, you have a system, and then following up, you know, and they'll streamline that process and they'll have your money coming in a lot more quickly than otherwise.
You make a couple of really great points there. I mean, I'm totally in the tank for Clio. I'm a Clio user. I've had them on the program many times, but I don't do that many hourly matters anymore. Most of mine is fixed price, flat fees. But yeah, the hourly matters that I do have, it's a process. Even though all the tools are there and I have Clio open, I can start a timer. I can't tell you how many times I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to estimate it. And, you know, it's just human nature. And there's a lot of money left on the table because you haven't got your bill, hourly billing accurately, number one. Number two, the whole billing cycle and the process of getting those bills out has always been the bane of lawyers' existence. I can't tell you how many people have said, it's the one thing I hate the most. And so if you can get all that off your plate and delegate it with confidence, you're going to be so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have never met a lawyer who didn't hate the whole process. And that's the other reason we don't do it. But again, if I wanted quality of life and I could only make two hires, I would do the executive assistant and the billing assistant. If I cared about growth and the only two I could make, it would be the executive assistant and the intake coordinator. And I would just have my EA answer my phone, for example. Because, you know, but again, without the billing assistant, until you get that in place, you really don't even know what peace of mind and quality of life from running a law firm standpoint even feels like.
And I'm going to, you know, harp on the happiness coordinator again just for a little bit, because it's one of my favorite positions. When I hear attorneys say all the time, my staff doesn't have time to do all that follow up with clients and make sure they're satisfied. And, you know, I just try and give them the best job I can and be as pleasant with my clients as possible. And that should be enough to foster, you know, referrals and good feelings. And what, I don't have time to track their birthdays and send them a card and do all those things. Happiness coordinator does all that for you.
Yep. Yep.
And to me, excuse me, when you state on your website or your brochures or however you're getting the message out to the public that we are committed to helping our clients and we take a personal approach, unless you have something like this, you're really not.
Yep.
You're really just paying lip service to that concept. And if you'll read a book like Raving Fans, always, this is extremely important to get that part of the referral loop nailed down.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll mention another book because a lot of people know about How to Never Lose a Client Again. And I actually don't like the book. I think it's short on substance and very overrated. But the other book that I really do like is Giftology. That book I've read probably three times, and there's so many cool things you can do by reading the book and implementing some of what they suggest.
Now, I'm going to defend Joey Coleman just a little bit. He's a friend of mine, been on the show. I like the book. We just had him on a couple of weeks ago because he's got a new book, Best Team Ever, to Lose an Employee Again. But I get it. I understand. It's not for everybody's liking. But still, to go back to the happiness coordinator, to me, we attorneys are notorious for forgetting about our clients as soon as the matter is done.
Yep.
It's one of the richest sources of referrals that we could possibly spend time trying to till, and we don't do it. And we don't do it because it takes time. It takes effort. And, we'd rather be lawyering, so to speak, or running the business. Don't have time to be managing my client's happiness. And I would argue that this is one of the important jobs. If you felt like I don't have time to do that, this is a way to address it.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree with you. And that's why I make the argument in the book, like if you really want to stop relying on marketing and work on your referrals and just cultivate what you've already built, that's the person that's going to help you.
Well, Brett, listen, we could do this all afternoon.
Yeah.
Tell our audience how they can get a copy of the book, how they connect with Get Staffed Up, and we'll take it from there.
Excellent. So 24 Months of Freedom is on Amazon, so that's super easy to grab it there. But what I'd rather people do is go to getstaffedup.com/lawpreneur. And that's a special, dedicated landing page for your listeners, Neil. And that has a discount if anybody, is inclined to work with us. But if somebody just wants to grab a book, it's got the link on that landing page. You click on it, it'll take you right to Amazon. And, that's it. Getstaffedup.com/lawpreneur.
All right. So we will have all of that in our show notes. And I appreciate that plug. And it's always a delight, Brett, to have you on. And I look forward to continuing our relationship. Thanks for being a guest on The Law Entrepreneur. Well, there you have it, boys and girls, another episode of The Law Entrepreneur. I want to thank our sponsors for this episode, our good friends at Ruby. I can't say enough about Ruby. As you know, they've been my virtual receptionist for years now. Couldn't be happier with them, and I really urge all of you, if you need a virtual receptionist, that you give Ruby a chance. Also, NetProfit CFO, as I've mentioned before, Ryan Kimler was a guest on the program some time ago. I liked what he had to say so much, I became a client. And then after I became a client, he became a sponsor. So very happy about that arrangement. If you want to take your understanding of your financials in your law firm to that next step beyond just what your bookkeeper gives you back, give Ryan a call at NetProfit CFO. I don't think you'll be disappointed. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me the great favor of leaving a positive rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps with the opportunity for us to get in front of other people. And until next week, I wish you all the best, and we'll see you again here on Law Entrepreneur.